Yeah, let me get a double mustard grilled. Let me do the onions two ways. Let me get those fries extra light. Oh, lemon pepper on the fries. I'm going to do a Neapolitan shake, two putt patties, and let's do a couple Flying Dutchmans.
Now order it like a Kardashian.
What?
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Kosh Kardashian.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anayadian. That actually could probably exist.
Anayadian? Yeah, I agree with that. Were you talking about the Kardashians, of course, today, this entire podcast is about. Are they a net positive or negative for society?
You know, I think that's a great question, and that should be another podcast. Not one that we do. I think you should go on someone's podcast and...
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know much about them. I really, really don't. I know... mostly know them through NBA players. I know their connections to Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
And other connections to Tristan Thompson.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another...
Chris Humphries?
Chris Humphries.
Yes.
That's right.
They were married for about, I believe, 76 days.
Chris Humphries, I don't believe, had a very long NBA career. I think he was...
Who cares?
Not as long as Lamar and Tristan.
Who cares?
Sure. Well, I guess that's my only lens into it.
What about... C-3PO?
Yeah. Chris Paul, CP3.
Yeah. Didn't CP3 date Kendall? I really don't know.
Did he?
I don't know. Can you fact check me on that one?
I feel like Chris Paul has been in a relationship. But the point is, I don't know what's going on with them, except for, like, occasionally someone will... Kendall tried to stop...
Racism
with Pepsi.
Yes.
And I think she did it.
Successful, by all means.
She's successful. And then Chloe put protein into popcorn.
Yeah.
And they had somebody called Food God.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing all kinds of things.
Yeah. You honestly, that's all you really need to know. I will say this, but the reason why we brought up the Kardashians in the intro is because we will be eating celebrities In-N-Out orders.
Yes.
Now, if there's one thing you should know about celebrities is they love In-N-Out, especially after they win an award, specifically an Oscar, a la Michael B. Jordan, a la Paul Giamatti.
Sure.
You will see these lovely winners holding their little golden statuettes and ordering a number two with a Diet Coke.
Yes. And so what I did once when I worked at Los Angeles Magazine is I camped out at the In-N-Out near where the Oscars were being held.
On Sunset?
The In-N-Out on Sunset. And I camped out there for about 8 hours. And then I tried to see if I could see any celebrities. But then there were none of them there because all of the after parties were catered by In-N-Out. So I didn't see a single celebrity.
Sorry, man.
But yeah, I still took photos of strangers against their will and published them.
You know what? Actually, now that the Oscars are normally at the Beverly Hilton, I believe that the closest In-N-Out is actually the one in Westwood on Gailey.
That was my college In-N-Out.
That was my college In-N-Out. I didn't go to college at UCLA.
Yeah, fair though. But how many times have we been drunk in that In-N-Out?
50.
50? I mean, from the ages of 16 to 20, I mean, 21 to 26.
I'm so shocked.
Drunk in that In-N-Out.
I'm so sure that you and I never crossed paths. Maybe we did.
Like
at a frat house or two.
There was one time when I was like 16 and I went to that In-N-Out at like 1 a.m. and I ate 2 double doubles. And then I was still hungry. So I went to the Ralph's. And I bought...
I know that Ralph's.
Yeah, it's a nice Ralph's. And I bought a 4-pack of eclairs and ate them all.
The way we mistreat our bodies
I know,
at all
I love
ages.
It.
So this right here, this is Kim Kardashian's go-to order.
Oh my God. So, this is the Kim K's go-to.
What are you doing? Stop!
You can't pick up a fry!
Stop!
I'm frying my match!
Fisted it! I hate you! So this is a very simple order. It is a cheeseburger with nothing on it, cheese fries, and a vanilla shake.
Wait, with nothing on it?
Look at it. There's nothing in there. Look, there's nothing in there. Not a thing.
That's horrifying.
Well,
In-N-Out is not the kind of place where you can get a plain cheeseburger with nothing on it. Wait, I've never even seen this before. It's actually less sad than I was imagining, but it still looks pretty sad. Because, I mean, this is like, this looks like a frozen AM/PM kind of burger.
This is something a 5-year-old would get.
Interesting. I know nothing about Kim Kardashian's tastes in food.
I don't think she does either. She's not a big eater.
I don't know. Yeah, you don't say. Ooh, I do know a connection between Kim Kardashian and a hamburger. So back when Carl's Jr. was doing all their sexy ads, right?
Oh, I love those ads.
I used to write a lot about Carl's Jr.'s sexy ads because they really like framed a lot of my attraction to food and other things for a long time. I grew up without a lot of role models in my life, and so I really had to look to the television for it.
Carl's Jr. ads.
Carl's Jr. Yes, Carl's Jr.
Mama,
dude, there was a Carl's Jr. sexy burger ad where hot women were playing volleyball across the U.S.-Mexican border.
In an effort for peace?
In an effort for peace, but also there was, it might have been the El Diablo thick burger. And it was literally like Mexican guys and American guys like drinking on either side, looking at each other suspiciously, and then deciding, you know what? We both have hot, scantily clad chicks, and that's cool.
Peace, man.
Anyways,
some
Kim Kardashian.
Some people say peace through strength. I say peace through hot girls.
Kim Kardashian was supposed to have a Carl's Jr. burger commercial, and apparently they could not get her to eat the burger sexily enough. And so they pivoted on the day to her, like, eating the cranberry pecan chicken salad
in a
bathtub.
I remember that? Do you know what I remember from that ad? The dressing drip.
Yeah.
And how stylized that looked. And I'm like, wow, how did they do that? So that's where my thought was whenever I saw that ad. Can you eat a burger in a sexy Kim Kardashian-esque way?
Wait, yeah, I'm doing it.
Swallow first?
I'm doing it.
Is this you doing it?
I'm doing it. Hold on. Well, that was sexy.
You really tugged at it over there. Yeah. So I'll say this about the Kim Kardashian meal from In-N-Out. It's boring. It's very dairy forward. You know, there's a lot of dairy going on and there's not much else.
Cheese fries are not the way to go at In-N-Out. I think that makes the fries worse. The fries at In-N-Out. This has been debated to death. They are kind of objectively not good.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you distract yourself with enough BS from the animal style fries, which are Thousand Island grilled onions, they're really caramelized onions. They're very finely minced.
They're carbonized onions.
They're great.
They're frizzled onions.
But this burger is interesting because I've never just had a plain cheeseburger with no condiments from In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about the quality of meat from In-N-Out.
It's well seasoned.
It's very well seasoned. The bun is well toasted. This is, like, nice.
It's good, yeah. It's real beef flavor, real cheese flavor, and the toast flavor is actually very, very pleasant. I mean, that just shows that the quality or the cook on the meat stands up to itself, and that's pretty impressive.
You taste a lot of fast food burgers, and, like a McDonald's burger, it tastes processed.
Of course.
You know, their standard burger, they've gotten better at cooking their QCPs. QPCs, quarter pound of cheese. But this is interesting.
Yeah, again.
It's a fun way to meditate on the flavor of a hamburger without having just like a ton of lettuce on it, which I do love. That's what I go to In-N-Out for.
I go for the fresh produce.
Yeah, I'm almost there to have a salad and a bun with a little meat puck that accents
it. Same.
That's to me what a hamburger is. It might not be right.
What does this vanilla shake do for you? Does it do anything?
Never get a milkshake at In-N-Out.
I never get a milkshake.
Their shakes are not good.
I mean, they're pointless. For me, yeah. Let me tell you, I will dabble. Every now and then. What's that one place? Shake Shack? Shake Shack has like really good quality dairy, I feel like. Or maybe, again, it's just like the way that they prepare it. I think it's wonderful. Like their soft serves and their custards and their concretes. Like I'm all about that. The shakes don't do it for me.
No, In-N-Out milkshakes are really sort of at the bottom of the barrel.
Melted ice cream.
Yeah, well, so the thing about their milkshakes is they have a bunch of chemical thickeners in them. So when it melts, it doesn't get thinner.
And is that what that is?
Yeah, right? It's almost like that shaving cream consistency. There's a lot of ice cream. I kind of want to do a whole podcast about Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, what is ice cream?
Well, kind of, because like, so a lot of these ice creams that people love, they're like, oh, this one is so thick and creamy. It's actually just coming from like gelatin gum or guar gum.
Or carrageenan.
Or xanthan gum or carrageenan, you know? But like, when you look at Häagen-Dazs, and I would generally make excuses for those ice creams by saying like, well, at the industrial level, you need to add those thickeners in. Otherwise, you're going to get weird melting problems, yada, yada. Häagen-Dazs is one of the biggest ice cream brands in America, in the world, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And their vanilla ice cream is like 5 ingredients.
And it's good.
It's like milk, cream, eggs, sugar, vanilla, salt. And that's it. They have no stabilizers, no thickeners. and it's good. I don't care about it. They've proven that
you don't need the gums and the gels.
You don't need it. I think it tastes the best. This isn't from like a clean label health perspective. I mean, we don't care about that very much. But it just tastes the best. And so I don't know why In-N-Out is adding all this chemical thickener to their shake. I don't think it makes it a better product. I think Carl's Jr., crazily enough, they started doing hand-dipped shakes about 10 years ago. Best fast food milkshakes.
What's a hand-dipped shake?
You scoop the ice cream, you put the milk in it, you go...
Oh, they do it. Oh, that's
you
nice.
You scoop it and you go... You go that's scoop, nice you go... And then it's a good milkshake.
What would you rate this meal?
2 out of 10?
I can't give it a 5.
You can give it a 5?
I mean, it's not my taste, but I appreciate the simplicity of it.
If you ask me, like, what's the worst In-N-Out hamburger, I'd probably say just, like, well, a plain burger on a bun. If you ask me what's the worst version of the fries, I'd say that. If you ask me what's the worst thing you can put in a cup at In-N-Out, I'm saying the vanilla milkshake.
I give it a 5. I think it's so run-of-the-mill standard. Everything is so standard here. There's no fun sauces.
What do you mean standard? I've never seen anybody order a burger like this.
Okay, I'm sorry for saying standard.
No, you can say, Nicole, you can have your own opinions. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
But you think they're wrong opinions. That makes me sad. I don't want you to think I'm wrong. You're giving yourself brain freezes.
There's no brain freeze to get because it's so thick that you can't get any through the straw. And once it gets to you, it's warm.
So
anyways,
a 2?
I give it a 2. I give it a 2. Okay. You're free to
and
give
what
it
about,
you want.
And what about Kim Kardashian? What do you give her as a rating?
A rating physically?
No, just like all encompassing.
I don't.
7. I used to be a Kim Kardashian hater, but then I got a little bit older and I'm like, she's doing her best.
I just don't think there's any like virtuousness in that level of wealth.
Of fame, of wealth.
I don't think that she's achieved all of these things to increase her happiness or total good.
I don't know.
In the world.
Maybe she's happy.
I don't know.
I don't know her enough to know.
I don't know her enough either, but knowing what I know about general patterns and fame and money, mm-hmm. I think there's even research that would go into it. I'd say she's probably not very happy.
Did you know that she started as a closet organizer? She organized.
Paris Hilton, I believe.
She organized rich people's closets.
She sure did, and her father was
Robert Kardashian. Robert Kardashian
of the OJ trial fame. She's certainly accomplished a lot of things, and I hope that's great. What? Is that okay?
You did great.
Did I walk the fence enough for people to not get mad at me?
We are going to try another celebrity's order
in just
a second. Let's
do it. I love it.
Next up is Zendaya's.
Hell yes. Huge
so
fan.
So this is just a grill.
And I think I know something about Zendaya's dietary preferences.
Oh go ahead. What's up?
I believe Zendaya is a longtime vegetarian.
Correct. And this is a grilled cheese with grilled onions and extra spread. Simple, delicious.
I would rather have this than a plain cheeseburger from In-N-Out.
Okay. So let's talk about the grilled cheese. Yes. I used to be a grilled cheese connoisseur at In-N-Out. It was the only thing I would get. Not because I didn't like the meat or I was like vegetarian or kosher. I just loved the way it tasted. The like marriage of the cheese with the spread.
It's animal style toast. It's animal style toast. It's wonderful.
And the crunchy veg.
I know.
Ugh, it just did so much for me when I was a kid.
I don't need a meat puck.
I didn't eat a meat puck.
I grew up going to In-N-Out with so many South Asian people who did not eat beef or meat in general.
For religious purposes?
Yeah, well, religious, but then just sort of cultural. So, mm-hmm. like, I was big in the South Asian acapella community
at big?
UCLA.
What? Acapella?
My roommate, Shiva Ramamurthy, was the lead soloist for Naya Zamana, UCLA's premier South Asian acapella group, and I was their groupie. And I would, so
like
I would.
Like Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, dude, but like, but all South Asian. So a lot of like kind of Hindi songs, a lot of.
No doo-wop?
Yeah, but no, well, I mean, they probably have some doo-wop. They had some contemporary, but it would shift back and forth from traditional. So anyways, I'd go to In-N-Out with a lot of vegetarians. And boy, could they sing. God, they were good. I think their beatboxer is Filipino, though.
This is incredible lore.
Did you not know this?
No, I just, this is the first time you've ever told me about the acapella.
Quick aside, so I lived with the two Italians, who I've talked
about. Yes, of course,
about.
I know all about the two
and
Italians.
And then Shiva Ramamurthy, who was like, I've known him since middle school.
You never told me this.
He was in like a lot of the honors classes and stuff like that, you know, probably like top 15, 20 student
just
at my high
genius,
school.
Just,
yeah, like really, really smart cat.
Uh-huh.
And he was on the tennis team as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whiz at ping pong.
Wow.
I get to school. I end up hitting him up and he's like, yeah, I'm looking to leave my apartment. So it's me, Shiva, and the two Italians. And then he's hanging out with a bunch of friends and, you know, they're all South Asian. and we're all chatting, and they bring up like his singing, and I went, "Oh, I didn't know Shiva sings," and they all thought I was joking. They were laughing. They're like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah." So I didn't tell anybody growing up in our hometown, but I'd been like going to India to play music and sing professionally since I was like 13 every summer.
What?
And I was like, "What?" And anyways, yeah, he just a professional Carnatic musician.
I don't know who that is.
Shiva, what? I ran into a deep sweating recently.
God bless. Dude. That's so cool.
But yeah, but he was like the king. Like he was just, you know, the king of UCLA.
If you're getting shipped out at 13 years old to sing professionally, you clearly have a talent.
Dude, no, he's mad talented. Incredible. So anyways, a lot of fun memories going in and out eating grilled cheese with the Naya Zamana homies.
That's so cool. You have the first bite.
All right, I'm eating the first bite.
And I'm going to tell people about this spread over here. So there's a lovely little running meme about how people from California eat In-N-Out with their spread. And there's like someone with like a bucket that dips their whole entire like forearm into it to be like funny. This is just objectively a really, really good burger sauce. And I don't understand like the weird pseudo hate it gets. Is there pickles in it? Is there pickles? No, but you need the pickles to cut through the fattiness of the sauce and the cheese.
There's enough pickles in the spread.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, I trust you. Okay, I'm going to go in. I love the In-N-Out spread, by the way.
Dude, this is 10 times better than a plain cheeseburger. You don't even need the meat buck.
You're right. The pickles are totally cutting through.
You know what this eats like? This is a weird reference. A beach sandwich. You like a beach sandwich?
A sandwich you make on the beach?
No, you kind of make it and bring to the beach.
Oh,
you know?
So it's made and you bring it.
That's what I view as a beach sandwich.
Okay, because I am all about making sandwiches at the beach.
Oh, I hate that.
Why? Because you get sand in it?
Yes, that's the worst thing
that
can happen to a sandwich.
Wash your hands. What do you mean? It's called a sandwich.
Get hardy har. Hardy har, Nicole. Hardy, hardy har, har.
It's so funny and cute. It's crazy.
Shout out to Zendaya because you recently made warm eye contact with me. And I thought that was really nice.
No way.
Yeah. So I went to Tom Holland and Biro, his company, which is really good non-alcoholic beer.
Cool.
They hosted a padel tournament. Padel is the pickleball of Latin America, but it's way more fun.
Why?
It's like indoor racquetball meets tennis meets pickleball.
Uh-huh.
So you can play it off the back wall. Uh-huh. It's really fun. I have legitimately joined more lore about me. I've officially joined a padel club.
Okay.
And I'm going to devote my life to the sport.
I don't devote your life. You have other things going on.
Not really. No, it's kind of just
no,
this.
You do. You have,
I don't know.
You got the show. I really, you got your wife.
Wife can play padel.
Is she a part of it?
No.
Okay.
But I really miss leaning into a sport. But anyways, I was at their pickleball classic and I said, "Thank you so much for having me." And Tom went, "Hey, cheers, mate." And then Zendaya made a nice warm eye contact with me. And
how
nodded.
Sweet.
They were like very cool. Much a very regal couple.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching Zendaya on Euphoria right now. Wild ride.
What
a great actress she is.
Wild ride. Does great work.
She has great taste in men, great taste in fast food, and great taste in giving Josh warm eye contact.
And I thank you very much for that. Also, Zendaya or Tom Holland,
come
either
on the
or.
Show.
Come on the show. Let us make your last meal.
Not this one. Come on the
come
other
on this
show.
One if you want.
No.
The last meal.
No,
it'll be
no,
fine.
No. Go
if
on last meal.
We get 10,000 comments saying, Zendaya and or Tom Holland, please come on last meals. We promise that they'll make you a delicious spread of food and also ask appropriate.
That's
thought provoking. It's too long.
It's really wordy.
Yeah. Well, comment below how much you want to see Tom Holland and Zendaya.
What are you rating this?
10.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to give it a 9.
It's a unique point of view. It's such a perfect quintessential In-N-Out order.
It reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, whenever food does that, it's pretty special. Next up, Josh, we have Tana Mongeau's celebrity In-N-Out order because she is a celebrity.
Yes.
She's a YouTube celeb.
Yes.
My hat keeps falling off. I'm leaving it off. I don't
want it
off anymore.
I have a question.
What?
What are the verbs that Tana Mongeau does on her videos? I'm very sorry. I'm not familiar with her name.
So I have a little synopsis about her.
A vlog?
Okay. Tana Mongeau is a prominent American internet personality, YouTuber, and podcast host known for her candid storytime vlogs, chaotic brand, and high-profile controversies. Rising to fame around 2015, she built an 8-figure empire, including ventures in OnlyFans, music, and her own failed convention, TanaCon.
Most of my entry into Tana Mongeau,
Yeah, it's spelled Mongeau.
It's spelled Mongeau.
Mongeau, which is French.
Mongeau, French. But this is Mojo, Dana Mojo.
I mean, that's probably through like
sure.
years of
that's
you know,
how she prefers to pronounce it.
Yeah.
She had a convention in, I believe, 2018. Was it 2018? Was it that?
Oh my
long
gosh.
Ago?
Wait, Mojo may be derived from eater. It might mean eater, like Mojo, like someone who likes to eat.
Sure.
Or Monge, which means monk.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Was that 2018 TanaCon?
I believe TanaCon was.
It was counter programming to VidCon.
Yes.
And it seemed like it was kind of set up to fail the whole time.
Well, she didn't think that.
I don't know. Do you remember there was a guy in a Segway? There's a guy in a Segway. There's a guy in a Segway at TanaCon. I don't know. It all flashes in my memory. But this is her in and out order.
Yes, let me tell you what it is before you dive in, or just go ahead and dive in. So this is
an unsweetened iced tea.
A Flying Dutchman, a double-double, mustard fried with ketchup and mustard, add chopped chilies, add chopped caramelized onions, animal fries with chopped chilies, XL iced tea. First of all, I've never seen a drink cup this big.
No.
Massive, massive. Oh my God, thank you.
I don't know if I knew that In-N-Out had a drink cup that big.
Ugh, I don't like unsweetened iced tea.
I love it. It needs a little bit of lemonade.
Yeah, or a little bit, yeah. So what do you feel about Flying Dutchman's?
Flying Dutchman's. This is a weird thing that In-N-Out does where you can just order meat pucks with cheese on it. And during the carb-phobic years of our Lord in like 2004 to 2026.
Right now.
This seems to be a popular thing. I remember going through the In-N-Out drive-thru and an Orange County Almond Mom driving a yellow H2 said, "The bun is the only thing that's bad for you." She ate just 50 grams of saturated fat.
She didn't know any better.
And I know, we're all products of our own environment. The Flying Dutchman, I don't understand. Surely anywhere you can just ask, you can go to Carl's Jr., you can say, "I'd like two burger patties with cheese," and they'll like find a way to give it to you.
Yeah.
It's weird that this has a name for me. It's fine, it's beef and cheese.
The Flying Dutchman onion wrapped is the unsung hero of...
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, no.
So onion wrap. You can request at In-N-Out that they take any vegetable they have and turn that into a bun as opposed to the bread. So you can get lettuce wrapped, you can get tomato wrapped, you can get onion wrapped.
Reminder, we live in California. People are always going to be a little bit carb phobic here.
Yeah.
Because the standards of beauty keep getting higher and higher and higher and higher, and we can't keep up. So we have to find ways to be, quote unquote, skinnier.
Sure, yeah.
And eating like a freaking pit bull on their birthday, eating a Flying Dutchman, just beef and cheese.
Yeah.
And that does it for people.
Well, there's another secret menu item that is meant for dogs called Scooby Snack.
Mm.
You go say, "Give me a Scooby Snack," and they will just give you a beef patty. That's very close to the Flying Dutchman, which is a
I would
snack.
Say they're almost the same thing.
They're basically the same thing.
Exactly. Pitbull's birthday. Not the singer pitbull, like the dog pitbull. I feel like a pitbull on their birthday.
I kind of love this order, though. This is sort of like a ball knower's order.
Tana Mojo knows ball.
Potentially. I don't know. The last thing I want is Tana Mojo to know who I am.
Why? Maybe you guys can hang out.
I don't know. That part of YouTube scares me so much. The one that seems to really thrive off of controversy. We've stayed somewhat controversy-free for like 6 years. You know what I mean? Somewhat. Ooh.
I'm opening the floodgates, baby.
I don't know. That's already, I never really wanted to be, I don't know how to explain this. I never really wanted to be here.
Tana, come on the show.
No, I never wanted to be here. I wanted to just tell stories about food. And then
Tana, what are you doing next week?
I ended up in this strange world.
Come on, dog.
I didn't grow up watching YouTube. I don't know what this place is about.
And you never watched SpongeBob either, so what?
I know, but I'm saying I grew up like reading books and magazines, and I thought I was going to do that.
Okay, books and magazines are dead.
They didn't have the weird controversies.
Some books were controversial.
You know? No, sure. Yeah. What am I going to? Am I Salman Rushdie? that take would get me canceled. But they're talking about Tana Montana. I just don't know who these people are. I'm sorry.
You know who Tara
is. I know who she is. Is she part of, but does she like run with the Paul brothers? She was with the Paul brother,
I believe she was engaged to a Paul brother for like 100 hours or something.
Well, duck.
I'm going to eat this burger because it sounds so delicious.
These fries are awesome. Dude, chopped chilies. What's your In-N-Out order?
Can I eat this first?
Fine, I'll talk to you guys about mine. Mine changes. But I went to In-N-Out a week ago on a Saturday night. It was late. And I was kind of looking to flex a little bit. So what I got is a double-double, onions two ways, add chopped chilies, animal fries, and a Diet Coke. I know what you're saying, Josh. All that food and a Diet Coke. But I really wanted the Diet Coke. And I had a nice time. But I kind of regret not just getting a single cheeseburger with whole grilled onions. Because I think that might just be my favorite.
That is so good.
What is this now?
I will tell you right now. Like, I just don't want to get it wrong. You know what I mean? I don't want to disrespect Tana. This is an insanely good burger.
Oh, man.
Tana. You know exactly who you are, baby.
Screw it. I'm a huge Tana Mojo fan now.
That's going to be taken out of context.
I love Tana Mojo. I mean, I'm in love with Tana Mojo.
Maybe you guys can get engaged for like an hour.
Really cool.
So her burger is a double-double mustard fried with ketchup and mustard, add chopped chilies, add chopped caramelized onions.
Jesus Christ.
And to be fair, I did get this order from her TikTok. Like, she is actively ordering this entire meal on her TikTok. Isn't that such a good burger, Josh?
This is a wet burger.
She's incredible. Dude, the...
This is the wettest I've ever had an In-N-Out burger, which is a compliment.
But again, like, the spiciness of the mustard is so good. You finished that burger.
Dude, Tana, like...
This is a 10 out of 10 order for me.
100%.
10 out of 10. You leave no stone unturned. The only thing is, instead of an iced tea, I would have done a Diet Coke. That's it, baby.
Yeah, but still, I got it.
So good. You got it figured out, mama.
Ugh.
Slay queen. Yes.
Is that it? Is that all? That's it?
You want more food?
We got more hamburgers?
Oh, there's one more.
Okay. Well, come on. For context, we just ate lunch.
I did not eat my lunch. I did
you
not
knew
eat my
lunch. That's so smart.
I ordered my lunch, but I didn't eat it because I'm going to have it for dinner.
I was eating that curry. I was going nom, 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 all over that curry chicken salad.
I'm going to get the other burger now.
Can I tell you something I think about a lot?
What? How your whole body could fit into that if you tried really hard?
That. All cups are reusable, right?
Yeah.
But some people have like reusable cups or water bottles that they'll just lug around and carry.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't I just do that with an In-N-Out cup?
I mean, it might get, I think it might hold on to bacteria for a long time.
What if I don't believe in the germ theory of disease? It's just a theory.
So you're a Christian scientist.
Mary Baker Eddy was right. But I've tried that, and I just, remember when I was drinking out of an old Campbell's soup can for a while?
Yeah, you were doing it for the bit.
Yeah, I know. But.
Have you ever thought about just like not doing things for the bit and just living your life?
I don't think that we can ever completely dissociate from the bit. I think we're all doing things for the bit all the time. You know what I mean? I think every clothing choice that we make, you know, that's doing it for the bit in one way or another. It's just what you want to be perceived as.
Is the bit perception?
Yeah.
Always?
Of course. Yeah.
So my In-N-Out order on the reg.
No such thing as authenticity.
That's not, well, yeah, you know? Sure. Sure.
Everything's curated.
Sure. I agree. Are you happy?
Yeah.
We see eye to eye now.
Yeah.
My In-N-Out order always varies. I'm always chasing perfection. I'm like literally trying to chase the dragon, but the dragon is not there. I do find myself more times than not ordering a double-double, though. Double-double, bun well done. Add extra sauce, animal style, add extra pickles, add a Flying Dutchman onion wrap. That's four burger patties. It's a lot of meat.
But you eat the Flying Dutchman onion wrap on the side.
Yeah, it's like my hors d'oeuvre. And I don't get french fries there.
I like to have the french fries. I like to dip something in ketchup.
I dip the Flying Dutchman in ketchup.
These are well done fries.
Yes, they are. So this is Chef Ludo Lefebvre.
Ludo Lefebvre.
This is his In-N-Out order. It's a double-double protein style with well-done fries. If I were to get any fries, I would get well-done fries or light well-done.
Bro, I was there with someone who ordered extra light fries.
Ew. Who made mashed potatoes?
Oh, my God. I have never – they were so pale and oil-logged.
It's like the it's like that Sichuan dish.
Yeah.
Tsudosa.
Yeah, that is what it's called. The shredded potatoes that are kind of like raw.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's one of the best dishes in the world.
Yeah, but that's not the...
No. And then these, you taste a little bit of oxidation.
I like the oxidation flavor.
You know? It's just a little bit of it. And they never quite get crispy so much as just a little bit dried out.
I like when I find the little nugget that's really, 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 really well done. That makes me feel alive.
Yeah, that's fair. I do now accept well done as like an appropriate way to try and save In-N-Out fries.
Right. Also, for people that don't know who Chef Ludo is, he is a very famous chef that has done incredible things for the Los Angeles food scene. He has a restaurant called Petit Trois, which has one of the best burgers in L.A.
And Trois Mecs, which is like a multiple Michelin star restaurant.
Trois Mecs, and then Trois Family.
And Ludo Bird inside the Ludo Staples Bird Center, because I refuse to call it the crypto.com
Yeah,
arena.
No one calls it that.
No one calls it crypto.
And then this is a protein-style burger, because he's trying to watch his figure, I guess, again.
I have a cookbook that has a sexy shirtless photo of him dragging, I believe, a tuna out of the ocean.
Okay.
I'll show it to you.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, yeah. I have his cookbook. Also, Ludo is, this is a little known fact, I don't know if you know this, is the inspiration behind my How to Cook Pokemon chef persona.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So no me way. Kind of like standing there, I didn't want to do a French accent because it would have been too much, but me just kind of standing there like dead-eyed delivering to the camera very seriously how I would cook and eat Pokemon. It was because I saw a video of Chef Ludo, and he was at Petit Trois, and I feel like I could tell somebody from his PR team or social team was telling him,
told him to do this.
There is a trend called a butterboard, and showed him a couple videos. And he's in this video just going, I'm a French chef, of course. We eat a lot of butter in France. I understand there's a trend called a butterboard, and in France, we do not put the butter on a board, but today, I suppose we will do this. And then he just like spreads butter on a board and puts like malt and salt on it and goes, this has been a butterboard. And he's so sad. He's like trying his best. He's a fantastic chef. And
he's a fantastic chef. I want to eat his escargot real bad. How do you feel?
I like the salad.
It's just a salad. It's a handheld salad.
I think I'm learning. People call us simps for In-N-Out. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'm a simp for In-N-Out.
I'm a simp for In-N-Out. I have so many fond childhood memories. When I won the fourth grade SVUSD recreational basketball championship, we went to In-N-Out. I have happy memories with it that you probably don't have, unless you do have them, in which case you understand how I feel about them. I love seeing the different ways that people eat and interpret In-N-Out. I don't think there's any wrong way to eat it.
Unless you're Kim Kardashian.
Unless you're Kim Kardashian, because that is a really wrong way to eat it, man.
This was delicious. I value the freshness.
Yeah.
And I love the raw onion. I find this to be absolutely delicious. And I echo your statement. There's no wrong way to In-N-Out. If you're happy going through that drive-thru or sitting at that restaurant, you're finding joy. You're finding happiness.
If you're a drunk teen, there's way worse things you could be doing
if you're
than
drunk
being in In-N-Out parking lot.
Drunk 21-year-old.
I'd rather they be doing it where I can see them than in the shadows. You should be at the In-N-Out parking lot. Not driving.
You're going to be a good dad one
I'm
day.
Not driving. I'll drive them through the In-N-Out drive-thru.
You're going to be a good dad.
Yeah. You know? I think you're going to be a good dad, too.
I am a good dad.
I was a good dad.
I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10 because I missed the bun, baby.
Oui, t'es de mieux aussi. All right, Nicole.
You still nursing that iced tea?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a Celsius because I ate too much In-N-Out, and now I'm tired, and now I need a Celsius to wake me up at this stuff. It's just like cricket and cracking, man. You know what I mean? But we've heard what you and I had to say. And now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the universe. And that means it's time for a little segment we call
Opinions are like casserole.
My opinion is that Celsius rules and it makes me feel alive. I also love 5-hour energy shots because you can take them to TSA. You can put them in your pockets. Sometimes, check this out.
Put
I do
on your headphones.
Is I'll wear cargo pants and I'll just line all my pockets with 5-hour energy shots and walk around. And then I'll go, God, I'm tired. And I go, not anymore.
Sounds like an ad.
What?
Sounds like you're doing an ad.
No way, man.
How's it going, guys? This is Glenn. I am from Texas. And so, of course, as a Texan, it pains me when people
don't say it.
Talk trash about Whataburger.
Tough,
said, I completely, concede that a lot of it is not special. But I do want to say, when people say, oh, In-N-Out, completely superior to Whataburger, or people who aren't from Texas or aren't from the South try Whataburger for the first time and say, oh, I tried it. It wasn't good. I always ask, what did you get? And I will say, if you're getting just like a regular burger, just like the number one, probably not going to be anything super special. I don't think a lot of fast food burgers, if you just get, you know, patty, cheese, and the regular toppings, I don't think there's a ton there. I will say something like the spicy bacon burger or the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, those things I think are superior to a lot of other fast food items, including most, if not all, of what In-N-Out has to offer. That is all. I said what I said. Goodbye.
Let me address this point by point. When he says most, if not all, of what In-N-Out has to offer, Nicole, can you tell me what In-N-Out offers?
A number one, a number two, a number three.
And even those are just, this is just a burger with cheese, and then two burger with two cheese. Like, that's the thing that we're talking
and
about.
And a hot chocolate.
Yeah, inexplicably.
And a coffee.
I love getting a black coffee at In-N-Out. But that's the thing, is they make hamburgers, right? They don't have any other things. So when people are comparing In-N-Out to Whataburger, In-N-Out is a restaurant that makes hamburgers. You go to Whataburger, you get a hamburger. It is not as good. I've eaten so many different things from the Whataburger menu.
I've never had it, still to this day. I've been to Texas twice.
I've gotten the chicken biscuit. My problem is I'm mostly going to Whataburger at 2 in the morning. I've never gone during, like, when the A-Squad is there. But here's the thing. In-N-Out.
The A-Squad.
You know what I mean? The A-Team. But In-N-Out always tastes the same. They're remarkably consistent because they only have – they effectively have one item. It's called a cheeseburger, you know? And you can gussy it up a couple different ways. I think ditto. Shake Shack has a couple more. Frankly, the original Shake Shack menu started as that. They kind of just have a cheeseburger. You know, now they got a chicken sandwich. But the chicken sandwich didn't come until much later.
But the menu exists. But the cool thing about In-N-Out is it allows you to customize to your heart's content.
But also within the framework of them being very consistent and only focusing on one thing.
Yes, right? Yes. This you know is what I mean? True, of course.
You can customize at Whataburger because they're like, well, while I'm worried about mustard grilling your patty, I also have to drop this buffalo chicken strip sandwich over there.
Yeah, but they're not
They're just not contemporaries at all, right? Like Whataburger and Jack in the Box are contemporaries.
Sure, yes.
You should judge Whataburger against Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In-N-Out, frankly, has no contemporaries, which is really fascinating to me. People talk about In-N-Out versus Shake Shack. Shake Shack started 50 years after In-N-Out.
Yeah, and they have chicken on the menu.
You know what I mean? And they have chicken on the menu. You know, and they're a sit-down. They offer beer at Shake Shack.
Find me a place that just makes burgers, and then we can talk.
I agree. It's tough. There's In-N-Out truly is. Does In-N-Out have any contemporaries?
Like, none come to mind. Like, none come to mind.
What started around that time? Because In-N-Out started at the same time as McDonald's, as Burger King, mm-hmm. as White Castle, as all these other big chains.
Mm-hmm.
But what has, like, stayed true to form without investment, without, you know, letting private equity take over, without merging?
In-N-Out.
It's just In-N-Out. There's nobody else that I can think
of. For better or for worse, yeah. In-N-Out.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Well, tough. The patty melt. The Whataburger, they have, like, a patty melt that's nice. I'll give them that.
Hi, my name is Erin, and I'm listening to your most recent episode about testing viral food hacks.
Thanks for watching.
Yes,
and Josh, you didn't finish your recipe for the cornflake bark that you and Julia make, and I want to know. You said I lay down a layer of chocolate.
He lays it down.
And then you didn't finish the recipe.
Oh.
I want to know, do you put...
You're going
to
be really disappointed.
Dried cranberries? Do you put nuts? Tell me more.
You're going to be so disappointed at me finishing this recipe. So the recipe for my chocolate cornflake bark, as you said, I said lay down some melted chocolate in a little puddle. And then my next move is I put some cornflakes on it.
That's it? Well, to be fair, it is a chocolate cornflake bark, and all you need are chocolate plus X to make a bark. So,
Actually, Julia is a bit of a purist, but what I would do for this, and sometimes we'll get a little crazy with it, is I will cut a banana into coins, maybe a couple bananas into coins. I have a plastic cutting board that's like yay big around.
You use plastic cutting boards?
Yeah, I switch to plastic cutting boards.
You switch to plastic?
Yeah, why? Is that bad?
Because everyone's doing the opposite.
Oh, I don't know, dude. The kids are like quitting vaping to go back to cigarettes now. I don't know what's going on. I use a plastic cutting board.
I can't believe you swapped to a plastic cutting board. Everyone's
Why are people switching away from it?
Because of microplastics. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You can just eat plastic. It's fine. You're going to be fine.
You're going to
find... Was it dropping testosterone? I don't know.
You're going to find microplastics in your balls.
Dude, I have everything in my balls. So anyways,
specifically
what I do...
Specifically pee.
What I do, after I finish storing the pee in the balls, what I do is I cut a banana into coins, make sure you get extra microplastics on it, and then I lay that out in a grid, and then I drizzle a chocolate on that, and then what I do is I microwave some peanut butter in a plastic bowl with a plastic spoon. And then I drizzle the peanut butter on top of the chocolate.
Black plastic. Make sure it's black plastic. So at least.
How does everybody just know? Listen, I eat a balanced diet. I do an hour of cardio every day. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
You
know what I mean? Everybody, there's new things all the time.
You have a credit card's worth of microplastics in your body right now.
New things all the time where people are just like, you can't do this. Just like, leave me alone. I'm eating a goddamn banana. It's fine. I eat fresh fruits and vegetables. I do cardio. I give to charity. Leave me alone about microplastics. I'm talking to my friend about the bark. Bananas, melted chocolate, drizzled melted peanut butter, because that's the way it can drizzle but gets hard again.
Uh-huh.
Cornflakes on top of that, sea salt, boom. Put that in the freezer for 20 minutes.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Ooh,
and then you can kind of peel it off and eat them. What's up, Nicole?
Oh, you should put some dates. You should flatten some dates and then put it on there,
no,
too.
No, but thank you. My problem, I'll tell you exactly why.
I know why. Because they make your teeth hurt because they get
It's not just because I have soft teeth. It's not just because I have soft teeth, though.
Whatever,
it's because the dates are too hard. My teeth are not too soft. The dates, when you refrigerate them, are too hard.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. When you refrigerate them, you're going to get
too hard. It's not because I have soft teeth.
It is because you have soft teeth. You should just get dentures at this point. Just rip them all out and get dentures.
I have, check this out, I got about 5 different kinds of dried fruit in my pantry right now.
Okay.
Not to flex on them. But I do. So I have dates. I got dried figs.
Uh-huh.
I have golden raisins.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought this at the store on a lark. It's maybe the best product to ever exist. It's Ocean Spray dried cranberries, but with blueberry lemon flavoring added to them.
So it's like Crystal Light.
They are candy flavored craisins.
Great.
And they are
sugar free.
Wonderful. No, they're so sugary.
They're sugarful.
There's as much sugar as candy. And it tastes like candy. I think they've just made candy. But they're so good. Been eating a handful of them every night. Teeth hurt. So sugary.
Stop
teeth hurt.
Doing this to yourself. Have you ever thought about just pulling out every single last
prunes.
One of your teeth?
I got
teeth.
Prunes also.
I know you love prunes.
Yeah.
Just pull out all your teeth and then just get dentures. What is stopping you from getting dentures? Yes, the back of your phone says, I love prunes.
I left my phone in the office.
Oh, you traveled without your
phone? What's stopping me from getting dentures? I don't know, man. My teeth are fine. Like,
they
okay.
hurt you.
No, not like on a day-to-day. Like a little bit.
Don't
I think I can save them, though. I can save the teeth.
How? You know? Do you use Sensodyne?
Like a dentist.
If your teeth are sensitive, use Sensodyne.
Remember when we had a Sensodyne partnership?
Oh, of course. You made super acidic food?
Yeah, they were like...
I remember that.
I made fucking ostrich wings.
Oh, that was...
I made ostrich wings for Sensodyne 5 years ago.
Times were different, man.
Times were different back then. Well...
I think there's more people that want to...
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to us and tell us their
opinion. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Hey Josh and Nicole, this is Nicole from Missouri.
Hi, what Nicole up? From Missouri.
And my good hot take.
You're stuck in a wind turbine. That's your hot take.
As someone who really loves ice cream but also enjoys eating somewhat healthy, I think the mint creamy is the best invention ever made by mankind. Ice cream
are you watching Twister?
Under 300 calories, huge
in the eye of the storm. Nicole from Missouri is in the eye of the storm.
They do be having tornadoes out there. That's the land of tornadoes. Tornado Alley is somewhere. Maybe
where?
Near there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was in Missouri and they had tornado drills.
The countries like Missouri. I mean, not countries.
States.
I mean,
call them the state. But go ahead. I knew what you meant.
States like Missouri and like Kansas and like the Dakotas. Why don't they just get like absorbed by like another state? So like it's just like a bigger state. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who lives?
So like, yeah, South Dakota has an equal amount of senators to California.
Like, why doesn't just...
It's pretty upsetting.
No, I mean...
So if they merge,
I don't know
if they merge, then they would have less representation. in the House of Representatives.
Is that why? It has to do with the House of Representatives.
Or sorry, in the Senate.
But what I don't understand is why, like...
So there would be no incentive for them to merge, right?
But isn't it more land?
Yeah, but what would that sort of get them? It would be more land for the larger governing body.
But
not South Dakota wouldn't have more land because South Dakota wouldn't exist anymore.
I think it's a good idea.
Is the benefit of collectivization?
More land.
For whom?
Just everyone combines together.
Land. That's less land.
What are you talking about?
South Dakota wouldn't have more land if they merged with North Dakota.
They would just become one big-ass Dakota.
Then Dakota would have equal amount of land now divided among the same amount of people, and all they would have is less representation.
Whatever. A Ninja Creamy never used it, never going to use it.
I was a Ninja Creamy denier until I used it, and then I went, oh my God, this is great. So I do what you do, Nicole, where I...
Are you talking to me or her?
Her. I couldn't hear what most of you were saying. I'm not even confident your name is Nicole. The audio quality was bad, but your idea was good, which is that Ninja Creamies are awesome because I'll take bananas and protein
this
powder.
This guy bananas!
I love bananas. And
they make you burp.
Bananas are great. Bananas, I think I'm allergic to bananas. They make me burp and they make my mouth burn. But I won't stop eating bananas because they're delicious, they're nutritious, they come from the earth. And
what?
They come from the earth.
So does marijuana.
You should be allowed to smoke that if you want.
You chew in on marijuana because it's from the earth?
No, but I'm saying I think the less processed foods we can eat, probably the better, right? And then people go, there's no definition of process. What the big food companies want you to say, yes, there's a difference between eating a cob of corn and a Cheeto.
I lied about the Ninja Creamy. I want to try it, but it's so expensive. How much is a Ninja Creamy? $300?
It's a lot of money.
What I can do with a Vitamix. A Vitamix and a Ninja Creamy? Ninja Creamy?
Yeah, you know what the Vitamix, though, is you can. Yeah, I guess it's probably the same thing. Well, what you're really doing is you're just kind of freezing stuff and blending it, which is great.
I'm not a big, I don't find myself, eating a lot of frozen treats like that, unless they're True Fruits. You know what I mean?
True Fruits is great.
Like, scooping into ice cream, I don't really do.
So I'll melt chocolate, and I'll cut bananas into coins.
And then Josh is getting dentures, and then he's never going to eat
these. And then I dip the bananas into the chocolate, and then I freeze them. So I make my own True Fruit.
On the notion of the volleyball playing of the hot girls playing volleyball.
I'm gonna find this commercial because it's really a fever dream. Anyways, if you worked on the Carl's Jr.'s marketing team from 2001 till any time, please call us because our question is what were you guys doing, man?
I think this is the podcast that's going to get us canceled.
I hope so. Well, on that note, this is our last ever podcast.
I think this is it. I'm going to miss doing this with you all the time, Josh and Logan.
And the Kardashians and somehow all that. But that is all to say. Thank you so much for your patronage. You can find us on Patreon. We're on Patreon now?
No.
Why aren't we on Patreon? We could actually making money.
True.
That's crazy. Anyways, we're over here on YouTube at the Hot Dog Sandwich Channel. Nicole, you got something to tell them?
Yeah, if you want to leave us a voicemail that we're never going to access, call 833-DOGPOD1. Just kidding. The show isn't over as of right now. We'll let you know when it is, though.
I think it's going pretty good. We haven't been canceled yet.
This is the episode where we get canceled.
I think we're going to survive this one. I think we have Charlie Sheen on next week, that's going to be a toughie. I can't believe we booked him, though. I'm not going to lie. I got him mixed up with Emilio Estevez.
Happened. They're brothers.
They're brothers. But anyway, so Chuckles is coming. I call him Chuckles. Friends. We'll see y'all next time.